Section 5. Success Stories with AIA. In this final section, we present real-life stories of several companies that have harnessed AIA effectively to create value. Story 1. Allstate builds firm-wide DSIQ. Insurance icon Allstate always had AIA capabilities, especially as part of the firm's claims and pricing strategy and operations. But in the new millennium's second decade, the business recognized how central and important analytics was to functions and objectives firm-wide, and how AIA aligned with Allstate's strategic position as a leading technology-driven company. In line with this, leaders sought to redefine the firm through the strategic growth and application of technology, data, and analytics. Starting in 2017, Allstate carried out this effort through a major investment in a three-pronged, enterprise-wide AIA initiative focused on people, structure, and culture. Here, Maureen Callas, Allstate's Director of Data Discovery and Decision Sciences, describes the business's transformational AIA journey. An ambitious shift. Allstate has a long history of, what I will put in air quotes, analytics, but mostly in the pricing function, Callas says. So our product pricing using actuarial science has been very much part of our DNA. In the early 2010s, we recognized that there was greater opportunity to use analytics at a more sophisticated level and to invest in different, more advanced analytics techniques and capabilities. At ground level, dealing with data was part and parcel of Allstate's business. We've always been a data company because that's how insurance works, Callas says. You're measuring data and analyzing it to achieve your goals. But now, leadership wanted to bring an AIA-focused mindset to every level, function, unit, and team in the organization. In 2017, Allstate launched a strategic, enterprise-wide plan for analytics. This would require additional investments in Allstate's centralized analytics group, known as D3, leveraging the numerous, deep levels of analytics expertise within existing business units and boosting the overall DSIQ of more than 4,000 managers across the enterprise. Boosting DSIQ. People had always been the heart of Allstate's success, but the AIA initiative meant shifting people's perspective as related to analytics while boosting collective and individual DSIQ. This started at the top. We wanted to strengthen analytics talent across the enterprise, Callas says, and not just our doers of analytics, but our decision makers. This became the impetus for a more focused effort to really build awareness and what we began to call analytics fluency across the leadership group. Beyond the top decision makers, the business sought to shift many employees' focus and sense of professional identity more toward AIA. Callas says, we had to awaken all the data scientists who live in other areas and don't necessarily come to work as data analysts, but they're wrapping that into their daily work now. The firm also invested in translators, or people who can cross that line of understanding business, but also analytics, as Callas says. To quickly boost organizational DSIQ, leaders worked with the Kellogg School of Management to build an online analytics training course, then followed this up with in-person workshops to help people connect AIA better to their business unit-based work. We originally expected to focus the training on senior-most leaders, Callas says, but our CEO ultimately felt strongly that we should also be reaching out to mid-level leaders to have broader impact and reach the people who would be influencing decisions at many levels of the organization. The online course, which took participants through a comprehensive AIA framework, the same one presented in this book, became the largest-scale corporate culture training effort Allstate had ever undertaken. We invest quite a bit in creating opportunities for people and have had tons of individual learning opportunities, Callas says, but to hit 4,000 people within 15 months was unprecedented and signaled the degree to which our CEO and our operating committee valued this as part of our effort to truly become a technology company. The follow-up Train the Trainer workshops focused on helping people throughout the organization, most weren't data scientists, apply analytics to their business using the AIA framework. Callis says, the idea is to have them come up with their business problem, identify their business initiative, and then go through the exercise of figuring out how to address the problem using data and analytics. The hardest part for participants was conceptualizing the business problem as a question that could be addressed with AIA, but they became more capable with this over time. The workshops were led by co-trainers, including both technical and non-technical managers from across the company. The business leaders involved had expressed some interest or passion or aptitude for analytics, Callis says, and then we had the technical person there co-facilitating. People from different functions and business units participated in a given workshop to promote cross-area collaboration and synergies. We had a claims person and an attorney and an operations leader and a technology leader sitting side by side so that different questions and use case ideas would come from different business areas and hopefully spark some ideas for them as well. Each workshop group also included people from all levels of seniority. Our more senior folks were very careful to set aside their mantle of authority and just be somebody else at the table generating ideas on sticky notes, working alongside people from the front line, Callis says. As hoped, the training and workshops helped to foster analytics champions organization-wide, from both technical and non-technical backgrounds. It made people resources for their business unit, Callis says. If you're from the sales organization and you see a sales leader up there giving AIA-driven presentations, you're more likely to go to that person if you have questions. A culture of AIA. Allstate's AIA-focused investment paid off in a culture embracing analytics more fully and an organization much more capable of delivering value with AIA. As Callis notes, in the past, the research team would identify some actionable items, and the business would say, that's cool, we should do that. Now it's often the other way around, where the business will identify opportunities in a collaborative manner. It needs to be driven by the business to have traction. For example, the HR team was able to apply AIA more deliberately to their largest challenges. They could identify the burning issues that need to be addressed, Callis says, and think of those as specific questions to resolve, like the top 10, and then begin to narrow them and restate them in ways that could be answered using data or analytics. The cultural shift was also evident in pervasive use of AIA ideas and terms firm-wide. The language is becoming more consistent across the organization, Callis says. Quasi-experiment has suddenly become part of our language. Confound is another word we use regularly. Having a new language and vocabulary of AIA translated directly into taking steps to implement analytics techniques, such as experimenting with large and small initiatives, and testing more routinely for confounding factors. Callis acknowledged the organizational shift sometimes resulted in slower speed. Just asking the question, such as about confounds, conflicts with our culture of action. This remains a challenge for us. An ongoing journey. Overall, Allstate continues to reap many tangible and intangible rewards of its efforts to integrate AIA more deeply into organizational thinking, skill, and culture. As a sign of how far the business has come, the D3 Group has been working to quantify the value of analytics itself to improve ROI. Of course, leaders including Callis recognize that harnessing the power of AIA is a continuous process. We are a company with 80 years' worth of legacy systems and technology built up around a product-based approach rather than a consumer-based view of the world, which makes it difficult to quickly execute large A/B tests and other AIA initiatives. We've taken some great steps in working to address that, but we still have a long way to go. Story 2. Vanguard builds an ecosystem of analytics excellence. For investment management giant Vanguard, success came at a price. The low-cost mutual funds the firm offers were once considered underdogs in the retail investing game. But over several decades, they became wildly popular with consumers, catapulting Vanguard to the world's largest provider of mutual funds. Not surprisingly, by the new millennium's second decade, many other firms offered similar investment options, and Vanguard had to reconsider its approach to customer acquisition and service. In 2015, Jing Wang, now Vanguard's head of the Center of Analytics and Insights, faced this challenge head-on when senior management asked her to enhance and integrate the firm's consumer analytics capabilities. Working strategically, she was ultimately able to structure a high-performing center of analytics that proved its value to the firm many times over as part of a growing, broader culture and community of AIA at the business. But none of it came easy, as the story of how Wang made it happen suggests. From operations to analytics. The client experience factor plays such a huge role in a digital environment, Wang says. Clients have been trained by the Amazons and Apples of the world and have much higher expectations about their interactions with Vanguard. This led us to believe that we need to become better at using analytics to provide a much more individualized experience for our clients. The firm served millions of investor customers directly and had data reflecting many dimensions of customer behavior. But leadership now wanted to use such information to create unprecedented insights on how to engage customers and deliver greater financial and emotional value to them. Our data system was built for operation, not analytics, Wang says. While building an ecosystem of analytics, as Wang labeled it, would not be easy, Vanguard senior leaders provided her high-level, visible support.
I had a very strong sponsor, Chris McIsaac, the head of planning and development who reports directly to the CEO.
Him being personally interested in investing in the business area has been helpful because it has a lot of signaling value. Finding the right talent. Among Wang's early efforts was finding the right people to enhance the firm's AIA capability. When we started, we had a small, uniform analytics team, she says. Most of them were skilled practitioners in the marketing analytics area. She recognized the need to broaden the team's training and expertise and hired senior and junior level data scientists, data engineers, engagement leads, or those who can translate analytics into practical business applications and machine learning engineers. Even within those groups, creating diversity was key. Among data scientists, for example, Wang looked to hire experts in statistics, natural language processing, and deep learning. More broadly, she sought out hires with PhDs across areas ranging from physics to math to social science. People start to have different flavors of expertise, Wang says. Different perspectives help to open people's eyes to different ideas and create innovative solutions much faster than before. Having a dedicated HR person for her area and maintaining relationships with local universities and training programs like the Insight Data Science Fellows Program helped her find the right talent. In fact, Wang herself is not a data scientist by training. She holds a PhD in physics, but she was able to hire a skilled data science manager to work alongside her. The challenge of alignment. Beyond hiring data scientists, Wang worked to engage people across Vanguard around a more comprehensive, cohesive analytics effort. Specifically, she sought to create a shared structure, language, and understanding around data science and analytics in a company that already had multiple existing pockets of analytics capability firm-wide. Vanguard has traditionally had very strong analytics capabilities in the investment area, she says, but they don't call themselves data scientists. They call themselves investment analysts or financial analysts. When you say data science, it's very generic and can be anybody who can manipulate data. As a result, she had to work to align people on what analytics skill sets and competencies were associated with a given job level and grade. I wanted people to be able to say, hey, I'm working in this division. I'm doing all these things at a level 2. So here's what I need to do to get to level 3 in another division, another group. To tackle this challenge, Wang created opportunities to share best practices and post jobs in data science. Better internal alignment around analytics enabled more fluidity with responsibilities and career paths at Vanguard as well, which improved engagement and retention. It's critical to retain analytics talent, Wang says of the change. It's also a win-win. We realize that we can help to transform the company culture by playing an active role in bringing in new talent, incubating them here, doing things that encourage them to stay here, and looking for the right opportunities to send them to other business divisions. We become like their alma mater. Promoting collaboration between business and AIA. Building a more analytics-focused culture also meant educating business managers on how to work with data scientists and others handling AIA. At the beginning, Wang says, people thought that we're a reporting function, that we can manipulate data. We would have to step back and say, what are the business questions that we're trying to solve? What are our objectives and goals? Answering those questions revealed that in many cases, the AIA solution required was larger or smaller than the business manager originally had in mind. Sometimes we had to show the business that their hypothesis is not the right hypothesis, Wang adds. As people across the company understood the applications of AIA better, the value of the organization Wang was building became more clear. Now people know we're here, she says. We have this reputation for solving the most complex questions for the business. This was especially the case for the frontline business-to-consumer, B2C side of the business. If you tell people that using this AIA-driven tool can allow them to have a really great conversation with the client when they call in, that's great. It makes their job easier. Convincing those on the business-to-business B2B side was harder in some cases, especially when people such as relationship managers had been successful for decades without help from AIA. Wang says it can be harder to encourage them to change their process. Ultimately, Wang built Vanguard's Center for Analytics and Insights to carry out 3 primary functions: market research, which existed in the previous organization, data science and machine learning, and analytics enablement. The last area is about implementing analytics training and education across levels of the firm and pulling together analytics practitioners from different functions to build a community promoting real analytics muscle, as Wang says. Our analytics community is very broad. Anyone is welcome. Lessons learned. One of Wang's largest overarching lessons has to do with implementation. Implementation is key, she says. You can build a beautiful model, but if it's not implemented, it's useless. When I think of implementation, I start to think about automation. So for instance, instead of feeding salespeople raw data to digest, what if we just suggest 3 potential clients every day and say, go talk to them? But that takes technology. That takes behavioral change. That takes a mindset shift. It takes, to be honest, a lot of leaders starting to think differently and manage differently as well. Looking back, Wang recognizes how easy it is to underestimate the challenge of building organizational AIA capability. I could not have prepared myself for the amount of change management that we did, she says. Senior leadership cannot magically snap their fingers and everything will happen. We really have to work with all the layers of the organization, including the IT team that actually built the application. She tackled that challenge in part by aiming for early, focused wins that would help people see the value of consumer analytics. You have to show people how it's done, because it has never been done before. Story 3. Canadian Tire creates an enterprise-wide analytics system. For Canadian Tire Corporation, CTC, the analytics journey started with training. The Tire, as the Canada-based company is known, sells more than just tires, with product offerings in categories including automotive, hardware, home and pet, and sports and recreation, among others. In August 2017, the company created a centralized analytics system to integrate formerly disparate analytics efforts and share capabilities and insights firm-wide. Critical components of the system include a strategic, rigorous approach to experiments related to marketing, discounts, and store labor, and a central data analytics council that brings internal analytics groups together to coordinate efforts and reduce redundancy. But it all started with a concerted training effort for leaders firm-wide. Here, CEO Greg Hicks, VP of Data Analytics Scott Dowding, and Retail Banner Sport Check President TJ Flood discuss CTC's process for building strong, enterprise-wide analytics practices, along with some of the challenges they've encountered along the way. Training and data. To create a foundation of shared purpose and understanding around analytics, CTC started with training. Our former CEO, Stephen Wetmore, sent 400 of our senior team through several days of analytics training at Kellogg in 2017 and 2018, Hicks says. It was a big investment for us, but one that we believed would be worth it. We always had pockets of analytics expertise, but this was the start of our enterprise-wide transformation. Alongside the training effort, in mid-2018, the company launched Triangle Rewards, a loyalty program that would generate large volumes of data for analysis, with customers earning rewards for purchases at multiple CTC brands, banners, as the company calls them, including Canadian Tire itself, Sport Check, and the firm's gas stations. It was critical for our one company, data-driven approach, Dowding says. The investment paid off. By late 2019, Triangle Rewards had 9 million active loyalty members, representing about 70% penetration of all Canadian households. We know versus we think. Central to CTC's larger analytics focus has been an emphasis on experimentation, as overseen by a central experimentation team. Our experimentation team provides the business with a structured environment for A/B testing, providing factual support for business decisions, Hicks says. Ongoing testing creates a culture of we know rather than we think. Business leaders have a platform to prove out theories grounded in their experience and intuition. The CTC aims for true experiments, requiring test and control conditions to create data to draw a causal relationship between actions taken and desired outcomes, such as positive impact on sales and margin. For example, the experimentation team designs high-volume A/B testing by splitting web traffic randomly between alternative landing pages to compare engagement. We aim for a test-and-learn process that's cyclical in nature, Flood says. That is, the results of a given experiment often spark ideas for refinement or a new test. As such, CTC breaks the experimentation process into three main components: planning and prioritization, design and execution, results and impact. Figure 14.1 depicts the comprehensive experimentation process CTC follows. The subsequent sections discuss the three main components noted before. Planning and prioritization. CTC centralizes management of testing across all banners through the experimentation team. This ensures tests don't overlap or conflict and provides the opportunity to use learnings from one banner to inspire testing in other parts of the company, Flood says. Monthly experimentation steering committees, including the banner president, lead marketer, VP Analytics Dowding, and others, facilitate planning and prioritization of testing. The business identifies testing ideas and hypotheses, and the experimentation team designs the test, including size, scope, and duration, Dowding says. The senior executives agree that business leaders sometimes push for faster results or more limited scope to lower the cost to their business, but that the centralized structure helps to prevent test design from being compromised by organizational hierarchy. They provide a paraphrased example of an email exchange illustrating one such conversation. Experimentation lead. You asked to add an additional test group of stores to our marketing promotion test, which reduced test and control group sizes. We will have to double the test duration to 8 weeks to accommodate that. Business lead. Not sure why. Let's stick to the original duration. Experimentation lead. To have conclusive results, we need to listen to the data scientists who are experts at designing experiments. Business lead. But you don't let an aeronautical engineer fly a plane, do you? Experimentation lead. No. But you let them design the plane, or it would be a very short flight. The strongest consideration in prioritizing testing is current business priorities, Dowding says. For example, if the focus is on increasing efficiency, testing will lean toward opportunities to test changes that will reduce costs. Other considerations include magnitude of impact and operational feasibility. Design and execution. Once prioritized, a potential test moves to the design phase, including identification of a hypothesis, selection of test and control groups, and estimation of expected sensitivity. Flood says, the experimentation team works closely with the business sponsor to ensure the test is answering the right question and operationally feasible. Dowding adds, there's often a gap between an idea to be tested and the actual hypothesis. Going from one to the other helps to filter out ideas that haven't been fully thought through. We need to listen to the data scientists who design the experiments. The team takes great care with sampling and measurement approaches, weighing pros and cons. Most tests use multiple types of measures to validate findings. The two main options are store-level testing, random selection of stores to be in test or control group, and loyalty-level testing, where individual customers are assigned to test or control groups. Non-loyalty customers may still experience test conditions, but only loyalty customer responses can be recorded. Not an ideal situation, as the executives acknowledge, as it assumes the loyalty customers are representative of all consumers. For execution, again, the experimentation team and business work closely. A relatively simple experiment might be a promotion tested in a set of stores Canada-wide, with coordination of email, website, and flyer messaging related to the promotion, and avoidance of contradictory offers in adjacent stores. We need to make sure that only the people near the test stores receive the promotion email, Flood says. Results and impact. Upon completion of an experiment, results are reviewed with relevant business partners, followed by presentation to the steering committee leadership team. Results from one banner can influence testing across others, Dowding says. But each banner requires its own testing, as we found the effectiveness of marketing, discounting, and other tactics to vary significantly across banners. Overall, CTC applies its experimental approach to three areas of investment: marketing, format, content, timing; discounting, such as messaging timing and discount amounts for spend and get offers; and store labor, for example, relationship between total associate in-store hours and sales. Outcomes of interest include quantified sales efficiency, ROI, and others. We compare the marginal return of varying tactics and invest in the tactic with the highest return, Dowding says. The Data Analytics Council. A core part of CTC's analytics effort is the Data Analytics Council, DAC, a group of analytics professionals that meets every 2 to 3 weeks. It's a venue and vehicle for information sharing and collaboration, Flood says. The idea is to promote regular communications and structured discussion across the multiple data and analytics groups within the company. Among those groups are merchandising analytics, supply chain, store operations analytics, marketing/promotion analytics, experimentation and analytics, and several others. The DAC aligns firm-wide analytics efforts in three ways: driving and influencing data and analytics strategy and roadmap, including applicability across the enterprise, trade-offs, and investment decisions; creating awareness of other teams' analytics, including methodologies, data sources, tools, and requirements; fostering a CTC analytics community that spans internal organizations. As such, the DAC works to align and coordinate analytics efforts across CTC, including for the analytics roadmap and data governance, centralize specialty support functions and leverage their scale, recruiting, education, community building, and share, reuse, and expand analytics capabilities to increase value to CTC, weather impact modeling, for example. Early in the year, each group within the DAC presents their objectives for the year, identifying areas for possible collaboration. On an ongoing basis, the council reviews work done by specific groups, including as related to experiments, new data processes, new tools, and others. Concrete examples of value that DAC has created include identification of redundant efforts at web scraping. It was being performed by three different groups using three separate vendors and was aggregated into one joint effort, and centralization of weather data sourcing for use in financial planning and analysis, assortment planning, marketing, and other efforts. We were able to source free government weather data, place it in a centralized data lake, and provide all teams access to it, Dowding says. Flood highlights another benefit of the DAC. It provides a forum for support groups to address our analytics community. For example, HR worked with the DAC to standardize analyst levels and naming conventions across the firm, along with benchmarking compensation for comparable roles and coordinating recruiting efforts functional teams had handled separately. A successful analytics system. CTC's effort to create a centralized, systematic approach to analytics continues to pay off with ongoing integration of efforts across the firm and sharing of learning. We're happy with how the system works, Dowding says, but recognize it's always a work in progress. Hick agrees. We're continuously looking for new ways to refine and expand. It's important to maintain a culture of learning in analytics, and our system has helped to create that. All signs suggest CTC's effort will continue delivering value through analytics while growing that capability firm-wide. Story 4. Royal Caribbean sets sail for continuous analytics improvement. It was a different kind of journey for Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines, RCCL, a leading operator of global cruise lines, one focused on the business's analytics and AI capabilities. In 2018, Richard Thain, CEO of Miami-based RCCL, was eager to overhaul the firm's approach to driving value with analytics. "We'd been on a journey to better analytics for a while, starting at a fairly low level," he says, "but now we wanted our decision-making to be more methodical, more data-driven." A key starting point for that journey was a collective belief in the power of analytics. As Fain describes, "We've realized that data-driven decision-making is better decision-making and want ever more accuracy and availability of data. Our mantra has been continuous improvement. We're always culturally dissatisfied with what we're doing now and believe we can always do things better." Fain and his team had to draw on that mindset continually as they built the right structure and systems for getting the most out of AIA. A critical point was the decision to hire Matt Denisuk as SVP of Data Analytics and AI in mid-2019. Denisuk had worked previously in analytics for IBM and GE before co-founding Noodle.ai, which delivers enterprise AI services to client businesses. He left Noodle to join RCCL. Here, Fain and Denisuk describe the voyage they've helped the firm take, including challenges faced and lessons learned along the way.